This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Lugnuts pitcher Phil Brewer on the pregame show. Phil, first things first, when you look in for the sun, when you come set, your back is bent over the entire time. Do you have any back problems?
No, I don't. It's just, you know, with the way my mechanics and I was kind of taught to throw the way I do, we always wanted to work on, you know, activating the core and bending over to relieve stress off the elbow to get more of a natural throwing motion. So I kind of do that to just remind myself.
You ever talk to sidearm pitchers on other teams about things and about baseball?
No, I haven't really got a chance to. It's something I'd like to do, but what I do is if I notice they have another sidearmer, I always read the scouting report on them and see, you know, watch their mechanics and see if there's anything that I could pick up from them, or like if there was anything that if I got to know someone like that, if there's something I'd want to change with them. So it's just kind of, you know, I'm always trying to learn something. There's always something you can learn from someone else.
Easiest way that I can tell the difference between one sidearmer and another is how low you release the ball. Is there something else that I'm missing?
No, I mean, that and, you know, I look at how long their stride is, where they, when they pick up the target, and then, you know, what kind of off speed that, like how their off speed breaks and if they can throw a changeup or not.
When you first started sidearming, was there something that you needed to get through, an obstacle that was initially in your way, that once you solved that, it made you a better pitcher?
You know, not really. My natural arm slot is pretty low, and the way that my college coach and I worked on it, he was actually a sidearm pitcher himself, and what we did was I just gradually moved my arm slot lower and lower every year. You know, just get comfortable with one arm slot and then drop down a little bit more and a little bit more until I got to where I'm at now.
Has it affected the way that you throw naturally, let's say, at a first base on a bunt?
Oh, yeah, it's weird. I had, actually had to intentionally walk someone a couple games ago, and I was scared I was going to throw it over the catcher's head.
Crazy. Talking to Lugnuts pitcher Phil Brewer on the pregame show, we hear guys talk about how, yes, baseball is a business in terms of it's a job, you make a salary. It's also a game, though. How do you balance the two, the business and the game aspects?
I went to a small school. I didn't get a scholarship. I, you know, all through college played at, you know, nothing near what we play at here, nowhere near the crowds or anything. So, you know, I still look at it as a game. You know, the money, you know, I'm kind of tight on money, but at the end of the day, I made it through college without making any money, and I can eat, you know, I can go to a grocery store and spend $20 and eat for a week. So it's just, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything, and the financial hardships are rough, but it's, I mean, at the end of the day, it's worth it.
After you signed, did you have a moment where you said, this is pro baseball?
Yeah, it was actually my good friend that I played with in summer baseball. We were going out to dinner, and he said, well, you can pay for me now that you're a professional baseball player. And right there, I kind of was taken aback. And I still didn't have any money, but, you know, I was like, you know what, yeah, I'll pay for you. You know, it was just something that it was pretty cool to be able to hear someone else say it to me.
Do you watch a Major League Baseball game differently now that you're a part of the farm system?
Yeah. You know, I just, once again, always trying to pick up stuff, look at how guys pitch to certain hitters. And just, you know, you see a guy pitch to a guy like Miguel Cabrera, and then you kind of compare him to, you know, another power hitter in our league and see what they did to get that guy out. And then maybe you can pick up something, but it's definitely made me watch, you know, like bunt plays a lot more, and just the way that pitchers come off the mound and field ground balls, and you just kind of look at it not as a fan, more of as a way that you can maybe get better.
Talk about the minor leagues and development, and you are trying to get better. What's the very next step for you?
You know, I think it's just developing a little more consistency. I think I've been up and down since I've been here, and I think I'm starting to figure it out a little bit. I tweaked a little bit in my mechanics. What we talked about earlier with me coming set so low, I actually stood up a little bit once I got here so I could lengthen my stride out to keep the ball down a little bit more. And, you know, it's a process, but I think that things are starting to click for me again.
Is it a little bit like college in a way that each year you're at a different level and there's something new that you need to pick up in that advanced course? It's a different lesson that you didn't know last year. Last year in Vancouver, starting this year in Vancouver, but here in Lansing, suddenly the pitching coach has given you something new to think about.
Right, yeah, and, you know, Vince has done a great job, and he's kind of, you know, he tells us how to pitch to guys, but he always says, you know, at the end of the day, you need to do what's successful for you, and with the way that I throw, it's a little bit different than everyone else. So you know, he says, like, pick up things that you think will help you, but you have to realize at the end of the day, it's your career, and you have to get guys out the way that you have been your whole life. So, you know, I think that I maybe got away with a little more mistakes last year in the beginning of this year in Vancouver. And this year, when I make a mistake, it's pretty obvious because the ball, I end up backing up third base usually. So, you know, but it's something that I think I'm starting to develop more as a pitcher and, you know, learning to throw all three pitches to both right-handed and left-handed hitters, which is something I never did before I got up here. And I think it's really helping me develop into more of a true pitcher.
With Lugnuts pitcher Phil Brewer, what's the most fun you've ever had down in the bullpen?
I don't know. Anytime you're winning a game, it's a lot of fun in the bullpen, and, you know, guys just hanging out, and we get to tell stories from when you're in college or high school, and, you know, everybody's got funny stories about what happened in games and stuff like that. It's just, you know, when you got a good group of guys like we have, it's enjoyable. It's enjoyable to go down to the bullpen and sit, and, you know, it's something that you can look forward to every day.
Who tells the majority of the stories?
I think it just depends on who's feeling it that day, I guess. Since I'm new, I've got to share some of the stories that I've told the guys, you know, last year, and so I don't know, it's been a lot of fun.
Well, what I'm doing right now in terms of interviewing you, you're used to doing this all the time. When you're talking to fellow athletes, what is it that you want to learn from them?
You know, I really like to, when I was doing this in the off season, I really like to ask questions to see the passion that people had for the sport that they played. You know, being at a Division III school where, you know, you don't have scholarship money, and it was an expensive school. So the kids that are playing sports, they were really doing it because they loved it. And, you know, it's refreshing to see sometimes, you know, how much sacrifices kids will make to play in front of, you know, 25 people. You know, they're really playing because they love the sport that they're in. And that's just something that I've always really liked, because that's how I felt with baseball.
So with that in mind, my last question, what is it that you love about baseball?
You know, it's just so unpredictable. You know, I could go out there and have no idea where the ball's going and feel like I pitched terrible and, you know, go three scoreless innings, or I could go out and really feel like I'm on and, you know, I'm making the pitches and give up three infield singles and a couple bloop hits, and it's, you know, it's three runs. It's just the pure skill of the sport needed is really just, it's just something I've always enjoyed.
Phil, thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Lugnuts pitcher Phil Brewer. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.